As I begin this program today, I just want to take a moment to thank all of you that write the program, contact me to let me know you listen. From time to time, I forget to thank those of you that listen and support the program.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Well, these past few weeks here in Florida have been an incredibly busy time. And I want to thank the many of you that have taken time to pray for my wife and I. We had a wedding to plan for, put together, had that this past weekend. Had a friend in town, a very good friend of mine, and I hope to have him on the program tomorrow, sharing something that his own personal experience with having COVID-19 and a doctor that was willing to properly treat him and how fast he recovered. Also, he shares, I hope, the story with you. I think you need to hear it. How the CDC protocol is a death sentence for many people. It is unnecessary, and there's something terribly evil. They plan on fighting back. And also, what is it like to be considered a terrorist because you love your nation and your country? Yeah, there's a lot going on in this world, and it's not good. And I want to really remind you that the purpose of this program is to give you information that you can use and share with your family and friends. And I hope that, not that you just listen to the program, but let others know about Truth to Ponder. Whether you want to share it, the fact that it's on radio, let me know. Need to be hearing from Delta, Utah, AM 540. Haven't heard from you guys in a while, but let me know you're listening. Also, KVOH. It's always important to know if you're hearing this program on KVOH and, of course, WRMI. Well, today, as I mentioned before, in these last several weeks have been a very busy time. And a good friend of the program, June Calhoun, he's volunteered to help out at least once a week. And so far, he's done a wonderful job. And I don't know how I'd be able to get all these programs done if I didn't have that one extra day to get other things done as well. So I want to welcome Jim back to the program, and I want you to let him know that you listen. You can contact the program. You'll get the address in just a moment or so. Right now, here's Jim Calhoun.
Thanks, Bob. It's truly great to be back on Truth to Ponder. I'm going to do my best to try to stay on track today. I have so many issues that are all connected, and their connection is the spirit of Antichrist. So if it seems like I'm jumping from topic to topic today, I really can't help it, because the spirit of Antichrist is just so prevalent everywhere in the world. I want all the listeners to know just how intense this spirit of the Antichrist has got a hold of the world. And I want you to be able to recognize this spirit, this foul spirit. I want you to recognize it. And so as I bump from topic to topic, that is the common thread, is recognizing the spirit of Antichrist. It just seems to me that we are having all of these things pushed upon us to try to bring down our culture. Right now, worldwide, I truly believe that the spirit of Antichrist is just running rampant. And it seems like lots of people are just sitting back watching it happen. And folks, I got to be blunt with you. We're past that time to sit on the sidelines and just watch it happen, unless you want it to happen. It seems like women are now non-essential. It seems like all you have to do is have a man dress up as a woman, and so there you got your woman. And it seems like women and the traditional roles of women are being marginalized and demeaned daily by all the media, both corporate media and social media, and movies and television. If you want a man in a dress to be called a woman, if you want to live in a world where they can abort babies even after they're born in some states, that's murder. It's murder in the womb. It's murder out of the womb. If you like a world of chaos, if you like a world where up is down and down is up, then welcome to the right world, because that's the world we're living in right now. And it's truly in the spirit of the Antichrist. I just watched a commercial on TV that has a young girl asking another young girl's father for her hand in marriage. Everything that they are trying to do is to bring down what is normal. We have not only had our country stolen from out from under us with fake elections and representatives that are in Washington that do not represent, we're having our humanity stolen. We're having our children stolen. And that leads me to this. Right now, they're planning on vaccinating children with this experimental vaccine. And I've heard that they have an ad campaign worldwide on billboards and on sides of buses and on television that claims that it's normal for children to have heart attacks and strokes. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you this. Children do not normally have heart attacks. Children do not normally have strokes. Everything that the spirit of the Antichrist touches has just the opposite effect of the Midas touch. Everything turns to rust. Everything turns to rot. Everything turns to ruin. Everything turns to destruction. And we cannot sit back and watch this happen. Every day on the news, something new comes out about how they're trying to corrupt our children. You have that school in Kentucky that had the drag queen show. Absolutely despicable. What are those people still doing teaching children? What are they doing running free? They should be in jail. The entire school district, from teachers, principals, school board, they all need to be investigated. And those responsible for having young teenage boys do lap dances on their teachers' laps need to go to prison. Our children are not protected now. It seems like if you want to kill your child, you have more rights than if you want to protect your child. So if you go in for an abortion, they'll help you do that. But if you stand up to a school board and tell them not to corrupt your child, you're likely to be let out in handcuffs. Again, it's upside down. It seems like everywhere you look, there's something going on. I move on to another topic, but it's still related to the spirit of Antichrist, just to show you just how diverse this attack is. There's something in the vaccines. I've heard many reports that there's contaminants in the vaccines, and I've seen lots of video that claimed to show those contaminants. Some of the contaminants look like they're alive. Some of them don't. Some doctors say, yes, there's a living organism inside this vaccine. Others say, no, there's not, but it's still harmful for you because there's still contaminants in it. I've seen videos where the vaccine ruins your red blood cells and makes them to where they cannot carry oxygen. I've seen blood clots in a microscopic level start almost immediately after it comes into contact with this Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson so-called vaccine. It makes you wonder, who can you trust? Who's right? Who's wrong? I've seen video after video after video that I'm convinced are totally real of people collapsing, children going into convulsions from the vaccine, not from the virus. And yet another thing, I think mankind is going through the worst psychological operation in the history of mankind. Obama, back when he was president, got rid of the rule that prohibited our news media from being propagandists. They were not to lie to us. Somewhere around 2012, Obama overturned that, and he quote-unquote modernized the communications by removing this old law put in 1948 that prohibited the media from spreading propaganda. I know in my heart that this mess we're in didn't happen overnight. I think that it happened over several generations. From all of my studies, everything points back to the late 1800s to the early 1900s, where this has its genesis. There's been a movement to depopulate the earth for generations. And since mankind has been on earth, there's been this desire for one person to control another. And so right now you have people that are power hungry, and they're hungry for all sorts of control. And all they want to do is just get you in their clutches. They don't care about you. and the news media is bought and paid for by Pfizer and others like them. They are going to lie to you and propagandize to you all day long. That's their job. But yet, most of the people either are still asleep or they agree with this mess that we're going into. Now, do you really want your children to not know if they're male or female? Do you really want to have a bunch of men ruining women's sports? You know how long that women have fought to have their sports be relevant? It took a lot of years for that to happen. And now you have all these guys putting on a dress saying, yeah, I'm a woman. And they're letting them compete at the highest level. All of this is just wrong. And it seems like every time I come before the Truth to Ponder audience, I always break it down to good versus evil, right versus wrong, God versus Satan. And it really is that simple. Right now we're seeing a massive identification between the sheep and the goats. I know that people like to say that people are like sheep, and they're calling them sheeple, and I know that's derogatory. But in the way I'm meaning sheep is I'm meaning part of the flock of God, and the goats not belonging to that group. It seems like people are going out of their way to tell you that they're a goat, and it also seems that tyranny seems to be the order of the day. Tyrants are everywhere. There are mask tyrants that confront you on the street. There are people that will stop you in a parking lot and ask you if you're vaccinated. There are neighbors spying on neighbors, and it's absolutely ridiculous. The spirit of Antichrist is out there, and we have an awful lot of people that have mental issues. And if you're a guy with a beard, and you put on a tutu, and you tell me that you're a woman, and expect me to go along with your delusion, and if you expect me to reinforce your mental illness, I'm not going to do it. God made men and he made women. And what you wear does not determine if you're a male or female. And I defy any man to know exactly how a woman feels. There's never been a man born that knows exactly how women feel, and vice versa. If you're a female and you say, well, I feel like a man, so I'm going to dress up in men's clothes and cut my hair and act like a man and walk like a man, that'll make me a man because I feel like a man. There's never been a woman born that knows what a man feels like. On the inside, a woman is a woman, and a man is a man. If you're a man, you can guess how a woman might feel. And if you're a woman, you can guess how a man might feel. But there's no possible way that you could feel like a woman when you're a man. It's impossible. Again, we're looking at mass delusion and mass mental illness. And it's promoted in the propaganda of the media. So you can see how all these things are connected with the spirit of Antichrist, just over and over and over. All these things line up against God and against God's people. I was one of those people that always stood up for the corporate world because the corporate world hires a lot of people. But after seeing how the oligarchs work in other countries and how they're working in this country, and how that it's not really about profits at all, it's about power, I'm seeing lots of people being hurt. Lots of corporations that don't care. The news corporations absolutely do not care if one of their lies causes you harm. They don't care at all. Just as long as it fits their narrative, their agenda. And what is their agenda? It's the Antichrist agenda. Right now, the Pope in Rome, what agenda does he follow? But I can see this very plain. The Pope is woke. The Pope doesn't seem to be a follower of Jesus at all. The Pope is a politician. The Pope is a communist politician. And there's lots of Protestant churches that are woke. There's lots of pastors who do not believe in Jesus, that are woke. And one reason this woke thing has taken such a hold is because of the propaganda. And there's lots of people in this world that are naive and they believe what they're told. They believe anything they're told. And so, if the news media says, the sun comes up in the west and sets in the east, there are some people that would actually believe that because they're told that. We all have to wake up. We that say that we know the truth. We that say that we walk in truth. We that say we're enlightened by Almighty God cannot sit back and do nothing. At minimum, pray. Prayer is the strongest thing we have. Don't sit back and watch your country being destroyed. Don't sit back and watch your fellow Christians being destroyed. Don't sit back and watch them murder our unborn children. And the ones they don't murder, they want to put those children in public schools, and then they want to warp their minds. And that leads me to this. They're not teaching our children, they're indoctrinating our children. I read a story today of a young mother who has a daughter who's 6 years old. And the six-year-old daughter came back from school and asked her mom, "Mommy, since I'm white, am I really evil?" Do you want to put that kind of stuff in the heads of our young children? Are you okay with that? Well, I'm not. And I'm not okay with the Biden administration, who is totally illegitimate. I'm not okay with the coup that happened on Election Day. The insurrection didn't happen in January. It happened November 2020. And yet another thing. We are being treated like a country that's been defeated. We need to realize that. It seems like that humanity right now is all being told that you're all non-essential. We are being told that we don't matter. We're being marginalized as Christians. We're being told that we can have our rights taken away from us. And we're told our businesses can't open. All contrary to the Constitution of the United States. But these people don't care. They're not following the Constitution. They don't care. They think that now that they're in charge, they're just going to have a blank check, do anything they want. Folks, we slipped into a dictatorship. We can say, well, we're a representative republic. We'll get it all right during the next election, then everything will be fine. Are you kidding me? Do you really think that these elections are going to be fair? Do you really think that the people who are now in power are ever going to relinquish their power? Do you think the people that are destroying not only our country, but the entire world, our society, our children, our way of life, you think those people that have went out of their way to do so many evil things, do you think that just because they don't get as many votes as the other person, that they're just going to go away? Do you really feel that? This is going to have to be grassroots. It's going to have to be things that we as a people stand up and do. We need to take our country back. We need to take our society back. We need to protect our children. I could stay on the topic of protecting our children for many shows because it's one of the most important things in the world is protecting our kids. And those of you who have children of school age, I beg of you, please pull them out of public school. Homeschool them. I hope that you would want to take your children away from the pedophiles and away from the critical race theory and all the perversion and all of the evil that's being taught at our public schools. And watching the reactions of the school board members is appalling because they don't care. They truly do not care about the children. They care about control. Most of these people in the school boards seem to think that your children belong to them, not to you. They seem to think that their job is to put what they want in the children's head. And they're not teaching them how to read. They're not teaching them how to write. They're not teaching math as much as they are teaching critical race theory and a bunch of social justice things that do nothing but psychologically harm your children. Those with children need to go to their school board meetings. They need to know what their children are learning. If the school is reluctant to tell you what they're teaching your children, you need to pull your children out of that school. And to the parents out there, never lose sight of the fact that you are already your child's teacher. You've taught them how to walk, how to talk, how to eat, so forth and so on. So don't sit back and just feed your children to these propagandists and allow these people who are corrupting your children. Don't allow that. Is homeschooling hard? Yes, it can be. Is homeschooling worth it? Definitely. So you have the left who hates children. They want to kill every child they can in the womb. The more the better. And the ones they can't kill, they want to kill their spirit. They want to lock them into a life of slavery. The spirit of Antichrist is spreading such a massive amount of corruption right now. I know that everybody out there has heard stories. You've watched videos. You've seen things. A lot of us have seen different videos and heard different stories because there's so much going on. No matter where you look, you're going to see chaos. You're going to see destruction. You're going to see deceit. You're going to see propaganda. You're going to see the tearing down of our social structure. You're going to see the tearing down of the Christian ideals. You're going to see it everywhere. It doesn't matter where you look, you'll find somewhere that some of this destruction is taking place. I'm going to ask all the listeners to Truth to Ponder. Please homeschool your children and explain to them why. Talk to your adult children. Talk to your parents. Talk to your grandparents. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Talk to anybody that'll listen. And try to wake them up. We have a lot of people out there that are purposely zombies. It seems that way to me. They don't want to know. They just want to live their life. They say, leave me alone. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. While at the same time in Washington, D.C. and other centers of power throughout the world, mankind is losing all of our rights. And mankind is being trampled upon like I've never seen. So I would ask that all of the listeners reach out. Even if it's just one person, reach out. Try to inform them. Inform them in love and inform them in truth of what's going on. And encourage those who are homeschooling. Encourage those who are telling the truth. We all have a comfort zone, and we all like to be in our comfort zone, me included. But I decided to start a broadcasting career to try to encourage people to do the right thing and stand up against the spirit of Antichrist and stand up for Jesus Christ, stand up for Almighty God. We as the people have to ask ourselves, do we want to be among the sheep or do we want to be among the goats? Do we want to be among the group that's suffering from mass delusion? Do we want to participate in other people's mental illness? Do we want to do that? Or do you want to stand for something? Do you want to stand up for God? Do you want to stand up for yourself? Do you want to stand up for your country? Do you want to stand up for your fellow man? Well, I would hope that you would. And I'm going to ask all the listeners to Truth to Ponder. Please understand, it's so important. You have to help. You cannot sit and watch. Bob Bierman can't do this by himself. I can't do it by myself. Nobody can do it by themselves. No small group of people can do it by themselves. It's going to take the effort of all of us. Because let me tell you, The spirit of Antichrist is extremely well organized, extremely well funded, and they have a game plan, and they're following that plan. They have a goal in sight, and they're going to push until their goal is realized. They're not going to go away. They're going to pick us off one by one if we don't unite. They're going to pick us off one by one and take our rights away from us. And I see in Australia that in Queensland, they're going to start taking people's property. When is enough enough? What is it going to take to make you get involved? What is it going to take for our society as a whole to understand what we're losing? And are we just going to sit back and watch it erode? And so we can tell our grandchildren someday, the ones that live, about the good old days back when we were free? What kind of a legacy do you want to have? Do you want to leave a legacy of freedom? Do you want to leave a legacy of service to God? Well, I would hope so. And another thing that's happening today that shows you the spirit of Antichrist, we're watching all of these professions being told they have to get the quote-unquote vaccine or be fired. We're watching our neighbors lose their job. Anybody that stands up to the tyrants and stands up for what they know is right and stands up for their own rights is being fired. We should not support any of these companies that are following this mandate and firing people. I don't care if they're your favorite company in the world. If they're firing people simply because they're exercising their right, then please consider never doing business with them again. The only thing we can do to help these people is to stand with them and not help the tyrants and not be a part of the tyranny. We can't be a party to that. And we need to support all of those who stand up for their human rights. And we're going to sort some more of this out in the second part of the show.
And I want to thank Jim Calhoun for sitting in for me today here on the program, Truth to Ponder. It's been a very busy week, a very busy week still to come, a very busy time since we arrived in Florida just a few weeks ago. And I want you to keep us in your prayers, getting ready to turn our attention now onto a very special project to enhance the coverage of shortwave. A lot of work ahead. Could definitely use your prayers. Do you believe in the work that we're doing? Would you consider praying for us, supporting us, and helping us actually acquire more shortwave airtime? Our mailing address, and you can make a check payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. Our mailing address is 5753 Highway 85 North. That's 5753 Highway 85 North. Number 3248. That's number 3248. And we are in Crestview, Florida. Crestview, Florida. And the zip code is 32536. That's Crestview, Florida, 32536. Also, yesterday I mentioned on the program the idea of using the program to maybe connect people to special goods and services from fellow Christians and believers to begin to create our own economy. Who knows? Maybe we can put people together. It might help support the program, but I really don't want to get into selling advertising. So give me some of your feedback when you get a chance. You can use my email address, bob@truth2ponder.com, bob@truth2ponder.com. And I really think that we can use this program as information and to connect us together in a Christian community. Also, if you have a prayer request, feel free to use You can actually just write prayer@truth2ponder.com. prayer@truth2ponder.com. There's even a little form you can fill out if you'd rather do that. And we really believe in the power of prayer. I am convinced that we really need to become a praying church again, praying Christians again, and really get on our knees to seek the face of God. We've got some serious issues, not just in the United States and Canada, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, worldwide. And it's going to become tougher for true believers to gather and worship. I see that day coming sooner than later. Hopefully this week I have a good friend that'll be on the program to share a story. He lost a friend because of how they treat COVID-19, or should I say, do not treat COVID-19. And then he'll share his story of how a doctor defied, in essence, the CDC guidelines, and he was treated successfully and recovered rapidly. There's something going on we need to discuss. We'll do that hopefully later this week. Once again, keep us in your prayers during the days and the weeks ahead. Right now, we will take a break, and we'll be back with more of Jim Calhoun filling in for me here on Truth to Ponder.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The clear in heart. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Messiah said, "Blessed are the pure in heart." But the word he used in Greek not only means pure, it means clear. In fact, it's used to describe heaven, the glass, like appearance of heaven, heavenly glass, clear. That's what the heart is supposed to be like. Blessed are the clear in heart. Blessed are the clear as glass in heart. Now notice the link. You can see through glass. It doesn't block out the light. It's clear. So it lets light in. So the clear in heart are those who see God. What kind of heart do you need to have to see God? A heart that's clear like glass, a clear heart. What does it mean? Like glass, not muddied, not hiding things, clear as glass, transparent, simple, nothing obstructing it. Things go right through, not complicated, no ulterior motives, not scheming. It's simply what it is. One track, one is your love is a clear love, no other motive. Your worship is a clear worship, simple. And your faith is a clear faith. Your walk is a clear walk, one direction, one heart. Your life, clear walk. Your words, coming from a clear heart, nothing hidden, like glass. Now, sometimes glass gets muddied up and you have to take out some glass cleaner. So today, apply the Spirit to your heart, clear up those other motives, those hidden things, those dark, murky, muddled, complicated things. And be clear with God, be clear with man. Be transparent in heart. To love with a clear heart, praise with a clear praise, rejoice with a clear joy, live a clear life from a heart that's clear as glass. For blessed are the clear in heart, for they shall see God. Want more? Ask for the blessings of the pure. Now, what if I offered you $1 million? Well, I want to offer you something better than $1 million. Something that'll help give you a strong and victorious life, a free subscription to Sapphires, vitamins for your spirit, and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors, all free, and you'll love it. How do you get all this? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and dial it. That's it, and it's yours free. Just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1, and you will be blessed, but call now. That's 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. I invite you to join me in the harvest. You don't need a plow, just an open heart and a pen, and you can reach the unreached peoples of the world. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You'll have a part in the end time harvest, and that's YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, be clear, my friend, in heart, clear as glass. Peace be to you in Messiah, Ben Elohim, the Son of the Living God.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
I want to thank Jim Calhoun. He's been just a blessing over these past several weeks to give me a day away from doing the program, or the majority of it, to allow me to take care of so many of the things that are on my plate. Normally, it takes a few hours to put together a program. With Jim's help, it cuts it down to a short amount of time on my part and allows me to get some of these things done. So, Jim, you just don't know how much I appreciate you coming to bat for me. And if you like what you're hearing from Jim, would you let me know? You can send me an email, bob@truth2ponder.com, bob@truth, the number 2ponder.com, and I'll make sure that Jim hears from you as well. And right now, Jim, I welcome you back to today's episode of Truth to Ponder.
Thanks, Bob. It seems like if you have children or grandchildren, this should be a no-brainer of what you should try to be doing to help your children and grandchildren have a good, decent life. Do you realize that we're condemning our children to a life that we ourselves would consider a nightmare? Do you realize that children that are growing up with mental delusion, being told that's normal, and children who are not able to develop the way that they normally would develop if they had that chance, is one of the worst forms of child abuse there is? And who's standing up for the children? You have people like me that bring it up and talk about it, but what am I doing to protect the children? What am I personally doing? What are you personally doing to protect the children? The only thing that I have figured out to do is to be a good example for children. I've had heart-to-heart talks with several children, and what is in their head is so backwards and so twisted that sometimes it's hard to make a connection. But we still have to try. We have to continue relentlessly to teach our children and be a good example to children. I think that children instinctively know right from wrong. They don't instinctively do the right thing all the time, but I do believe instinctively they know the difference between right and wrong. So one of the first things that's done to our children in these indoctrination centers is to muddy up their perception of right and wrong. And right now, lots of children are being taught that America is a bad place, that anybody who's white is evil. They're teaching racism in our schools, openly. They're segregating students again, openly. There's medical apartheid going on, openly. There are prime ministers, as in New Zealand and Australia, who are threatening their own citizens to being put in camps, concentration camps, if they don't get vaccinated. I've seen pictures of concentration camps being built in this country, and I've heard about them in Canada. Now, a few years ago, that would be considered a conspiracy theory, but I don't think it's out of the question right now. There's too many people openly talking about it. And why would they openly talk about this? It's because they feel that they've already won this fight. They feel that they're impervious to anything we can do. They think that it's over, folks. They think that they've won. And so now they're going to tell us what they're going to do to us if we don't submit. Well, I've gone on record many times. I will never submit to tyrants, ever. I will never take this so-called vaccine. I will never, ever wear a mask. They don't work anyway. I am a free person, and I get my rights from Almighty God. I do not get my rights from any group of tyrants. My rights and your rights come to you from Almighty God. That's one of the first things that all of humanity needs to get their head around. Mankind does not give you your rights. Your rights come from Almighty God. You have to stand on that and never let anyone shake your faith that that's the case. One of the definitions of tyranny is if the government is scared of you, they're not tyrants. But if you're scared of your government, they are tyrants. And right now, people are terrified of their governments. People are terrified of losing their homes in Australia. People are terrified of attending a church in Canada. People are terrified. For what? Why are these people terrified? Is there any reality behind their basis of being terrified? They're terrified of a virus. They're terrified of economy collapsing. They're terrified of running out of fuel for this winter. They're terrified of all these things. And it's all man-made. The fuel shortages, the shortages of food and goods, the Wuhan virus that Dr. Fauci helped create, all of this is just man-made garbage. All of it. We are living in a world that they're turning into a dystopian nightmare on purpose. And there's absolutely no reason that that should be the case. If enough of us stand up and say no, and take advantage of the rights that God gave you, and not give them up for any reason, and to help educate others, and help others grow their faith, and help others get past this psychological operation that the spirit of Antichrist is putting on people, then we start to win. Now, do I think we can win this? Yes, I do. Because the power of God is greater than any other power anywhere. And we can never forget that. And we should never take it for granted. I truly feel that God is trying to bring together a lot of people right now. Because now more than ever, as I listen to my news sources and listen to the people that I get all my information from, a lot of them are starting to say the same thing. And I really don't think they're copying each other because they're all saying it in their own unique way. I think that God is speaking to lots of people right now. And he's calling lots of people. And lots of people are answering that call. It's very heartening to me that lots of people are waking up. And there's lots of people such as Bob Bierman and myself that have decided to devote our life to try to be a beacon of truth and to try to help people. And I would ask the listeners to Truth to Ponder to please support Truth to Ponder. And please support all of the people out there who are telling you the truth. We all need to have discernment. And we need to grow this discernment. We need to pray for wisdom. And we need to pray for discernment. And I do believe God will answer those prayers. Now, I was asked this week by a listener what I thought about the payments that the Biden administration is planning to give these illegal aliens to the tune of like $450,000 apiece. He said, "What do you think about that?" I just looked at him and shook my head and I say, "What am I supposed to think about it? It's wrong. There's people in this country who don't have enough food to eat. We have people living on the streets. We have people who are veterans who serve this country honorably that need medical care, that are not getting it. They're living on the streets. But yet somebody can come in this country and they hand these illegals more money than you can imagine. Why is this? They're trying to divide us. They're trying to blur the differences between men and women and divide real men and real women. They're trying to divide left from right, vaxxed and unvaxxed. And that leads me to this. Anything their social justice warriors want to promote is good. But if you don't promote it, like let's say climate change, you're a climate denier. And if you don't like babies being killed, you're anti-abortion. They're trying to make abortion seem like that's the normal thing. They're trying to make it seem like it's normal for young women to ask their fathers to marry their daughters. They're trying to make it normal that men with beards and tutus can use a women's bathroom. Now, people my age can see this, but children, the young children, they see this, and they're going to grow up thinking that this is normal. They're going to grow up thinking that this is how life is. I was thinking about Paul Revere and how we all need to be like Paul Revere worldwide and warn people of what's going on. And I thought, I wonder when they quit teaching the school kids about Paul Revere. And it would be really interesting to ask kids, who is Paul Revere? I would be willing to bet that most children under the age of 16 have never heard of Paul Revere. Maybe even older, I'm not sure. But American heroes are being called villains. Thomas Jefferson is now a villain. Everyone we've always revered is a villain. It won't be too long before the Democrats themselves say that John F. Kennedy was a villain. They say that anyone that ever had someone in their family that owned a slave is a villain. And then people are finding out that their black ancestors owned slaves. Slavery has been around since the dawn of time. Every group has been a slave. Every group. Every nationality, every race has been in slavery at one time or another. And it seems like our children are being taught so many evil things right now. And again, it is the spirit of Antichrist. But as I put this show together, I'm trying to make it cohesive. I'm trying to give it kind of a theme. Because there's so many things happening, it's really, really hard to get your head around it. But what I keep coming back to is the children. We have to protect our children. You look at these young faces, these young innocent faces, these babies, and then you look at what's out there in the world waiting to devour them. You have the spirit of Antichrist that first wants to kill them in the womb, and then the spirit of Antichrist wants to corrupt your children. And then they want your children to have unnatural feelings towards their same sex to the point where they won't procreate. It's all about depopulation in one form or another. And now that they want to vaccinate the children, it's going to sterilize a lot of them. And I've seen lots of pictures and videos of children born to vaccinated parents. I don't know if these videos are real. I don't know if the pictures are real. But if they are, that is a nightmare world. And they're making sure that we're not passing on the genetics as God created us onto the next generation. These people are beyond evil. They're beyond criminal. They're satanic. And I'm noticing lots of little hand signals that certain groups of people are doing. And the one eye thing, and I'm seeing people with black eyes. It all means something. And none of it is good. It all comes from the spirit of Antichrist. I've had people ask me, do you think the Antichrist is alive and walking the earth right now? Well, I don't know if the Antichrist is alive, but the spirit of Antichrist is running everywhere. You can't miss it. It seems like the world is so full of goats right now that you can see the spirit of Antichrist almost everywhere you look. My second theme of this show, other than save the children, would be to be careful not to be a goat. You want to be viewed in the eyes of God as one of His sheep. And as I said earlier, lots of people right now are going out of their way to tell everyone that they're a goat. And it seems trendy right now to be anti-God, to mock God, to mock Jesus. And God will not be mocked. Everything from TV commercials to movies to some music mocks Almighty God. They think they're getting away with it. And worldwide, it seems like maybe they are. But God will not be mocked. God will have the last word. I do not want to be among the herd of goats. And I do not want to associate with those who are goats. That's hard to do nowadays. I know that we're all called to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And I know that we're commissioned to do that. But we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make him drink. But we still have to do our duty in every opportunity that presents itself. We need to tell them about Jesus Christ. If they choose not to listen, if they choose to be a goat, then we have to let them be a goat. Let them have their choice. We can try to lead people to the truth, but we can't make them believe the truth. And truth is something I come back to time and time again. We have to walk in truth. It seems like every time I get to host this show, I make the statement that we must walk in truth. But I feel that's very true. We have to walk in truth. The world is a lie right now. And Satan is the father of the lie. And Satan is the father of this world. And getting back to the people who are being fired, it seems like our healthcare workers who were heroes last year, a lot of them are being fired. I heard someone that works in the healthcare industry say that they thought they were firing lots of people and getting rid of them because they want to be shorthanded in the next crisis, that they want to exacerbate the next crisis really bad. And I'm hearing there's lots of people who are fully vaccinated who are in hospitals right now, and I'm hearing about a mystery illness that they say they don't know where it comes from, but I suspect it's people who have been vaccinated, it's reactions. I'm no doctor, but that's what I suspect. I think that the spirit of Antichrist is trying to make crisis after crisis. They're talking about shortages in the healthcare industry, shortages in the food stores, shortages of oil and gas and propane, and shortages of electricity. And all of this doesn't need to be the case. I hope that the people who are fired and people who are discharged from the armed forces, I hope that they're vindicated someday, because they're all being treated horrible and they're being treated wrong. We can be on the side of right or we can be on the side of wrong. And right now we're seeing lots of wrong in this world. I choose to stand with what's right. And it's not just because I believe it's right makes it right. There are certain things that are truths, that are undeniable. But yet, the spirit of Antichrist wants everyone to have their own truth. Truth is truth. You have to walk in truth and live in truth. And if someone says, well, that's your truth, then they've just showed you that they're a goat. Now, how we avoid these goats in our day-to-day life, how do we avoid these goats? I'm not sure. In our day-to-day life, we have to be very careful of what we say and what we do around these goats. You never know what kind of mischief these people want to get in. You don't know how far they want to take their evil. I think everyone needs to use discernment. And once someone shows you that they're a goat, then you need to really watch yourself. That's just my opinion. We have to recognize what is and deal with what is and not try to think that things are going to go back to normal or we're going to vote our way out of this. This is bigger than any people. The struggles we're in right now are not against people or groups of people. It's spiritual. We are seeing a huge, massive spiritual battle right now. And I don't think anybody's vote or anybody's protest is going to change what's happening in the spirit realm. It might change some minds. It might help a little bit. But the problem here is spiritual. The spirit of Antichrist. We either embrace it or we fight it. I, for one, am going to fight it with all my heart. I'm going to fight for the children. I'm going to fight for my children, and I'm going to fight for your children. The legacy that mankind is leaving on this planet right now is absolutely atrocious. But there is hope. There is time. Bob mentions that if we get a little reprieve, that we have to really use that time wisely. And I totally agree. Every day that goes by, we're either helping to defeat evil or enable the evil. By doing nothing, we're enabling the evil. If you saw a child being harmed in front of your house, would you pull the shades down? Would you turn the TV up? Would you look the other way? Or would you go out and protect that child? It's as simple as that. We have children being abused right now. They're being abused in the schools. There's one girl who cannot speak and also has Down syndrome that her teachers were abusing her by tying with a rope a mask on her face every day for weeks. What are we doing to our children? What are we doing to our society? Why are so many people watching it happen? We can't just sit back and let this happen anymore. And so as I try to pull this show together and have a main theme, you've got to stand up and do something. We've already lost our country, and if we don't try to take it back, we're going to lose it forever. There is a window of opportunity, but you have to be bold. You can't sit back and wait for someone else to do it. And if you listen to Truth to Ponder and you want to help support Bob Bierman, you can do that not only financially, but help him by spreading the word. Help him by growing his audience. People out there are not being told the truth. Bob Bierman tells the truth. This show is all about truth. And on a very positive note, I'm real excited about what Bob Bierman's been doing lately. He's getting ready to greatly expand his reach on shortwave. He's been working on a transmitter. He's always got something going. I can't wait to see all of this come to fruit. Thanks to you listeners, Truth to Ponder is growing. So I ask that you continue to listen and continue to support Truth to Ponder. And remember, tell your friends to tune in. I'm going to close my portion of the show by telling everyone, please stand up for what's right. Please get involved. Please protect the children. Please pray. And again, thanks, Bob, for having me host Truth to Ponder. It's always a pleasure, and I truly hope that people get something from my message.
Jim, I want to thank you for helping me out today. You've been doing this now for almost a month and helping me with at least one program per week. It means more to me than you will ever know. If you appreciate what Jim Calhoun has to say and what he has shared today, you need to let him know. And you can do it by contacting me here at Truth to Ponder. Two ways to do it. Have a email address, and that is bob@truth2ponder.com. bob@truth2ponder.com. Or if you'd like, you can write a letter, and I'll make sure that he gets it. And our mailing address, by the way, if you want to help us financially in paying for the airtime to keep Truth to Ponder going, you can do so. Our mailing address is 5753 Highway 85 North, number 3248. That's 5753 Highway 85 North, number 3248. And the city is Crestview, C-R-E-S-T-V-I-E-W, Crestview, Florida. And the zip code is 32536. Once again, you can make a check payable to Ancient Word Radio, that is, Parent Ministry. We base this program on God's ancient and unchanging world. And mail that to Truth to Ponder, 5753, Highway 85 North, number 3248, number 3248, in Crestview, Florida, 32536. Now, we'll be back tomorrow. I hope if I can get it all together to have a very special guest on the program that I think you need to hear.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder. Shining the light of truth in a darkening world.